SBS Radio.
I'm here today with River Daz, Filipino-Australian that's making a name for himself in the world of combat sports. In March 2019, he fought in France and came back with a victory over his opponent, Vincent Fosciani. Thank you for your time today, River. I know that you're busily preparing in the middle of training camp, and it's so far so good. It's looking good. Is that right?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, SBS, for having me. Look, I'm looking forward to this interview. I just want to say thank you for giving up your time for this as well. And yeah,
let's go. Oh, no, welcome. River, a lot of people only know you from the fight game.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're having this interview is to pretty much introduce you to the people who are not familiar with kickboxing or combat sports.
Sure.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is River Daz. I'm an undefeated professional kickboxer. I fight for a promotion called Glory Kickboxing, which is an international brand. And they have promotions all over Europe, America, and some parts of Asia. Currently undefeated with a fight record of 25 fights, 24 wins and one draw. And I started fighting when I was 18. I was always a lover of sports. I always played tennis, I played basketball when I was growing up. And I just felt like I needed something to really challenge myself, and I needed to find another activity to really really just learn and understand more about myself mentally and physically. So I started kickboxing. Yeah.
Excellent. What does it mean for you to be a fighter, River?
To me, to be a fighter, I forever always just want to be a student. And a student of myself. I always want to know how far I can take myself, not just physically and how hard I can train, but mentally too. I think martial arts and the fighting game has really helped me develop as a man, as a human being. I've learned a lot about myself in terms of discipline, where characteristics that I lack in, but not just lack in, but also all my strengths. I've learned also like true friendships, I guess, as well. Martial arts is not just so much about an individual thing, but for me, I've made a lot of communities, a lot of groups of friends, a lot of networks from just being a part of something that other people are interested in, and surrounding myself with them and making sure I'm with good people. So for me, martial arts and being a fighter is more just an independence and also a growth as a student and as a human being, but also it's a lifelong thing for me in terms of friends and family.
Excellent. Thank you, River. I know that you're in the middle of training camp now, and it does take a team to get you to the top. Who is in your team that's helping you fight, get into fighting shape?
So since day one, I've been with Hammers Gym in Nunawadi in Melbourne. I've been with Mark Castanini, who's my head trainer / manager and promoter. And we're more like a brother or a family. Like, he's more like a brother to me. And then I have multiple other people who help me along in terms of my nutritionist and my strength and conditioning coach, Graham Morris. But in terms of a team of people, I think my gym, Hammers Gym, is where I've started and I probably will end. It started with Mark and all the boys, Sammy, Chris, Eddie, and all my other friends. They all shaped me to who I am today, yeah.
Excellent. Last time we spoke, you mentioned that you were doing something that you love. Now, yeah. I mean, how do you keep yourself motivated?
For me, this is like my passion. Like, I always get asked this question, like, well, one of the favorite questions I always ask other people, and you always ask me, is like, if you won the Tats Lotto, what would you do with your Tats Lotto winnings? And to be honest, I think about it now, and I don't think I'd change much. You know, I'd still be rocking up at 6 a.m. in the morning, training, still be doing teaching classes and giving back, and I'll still be here grinding it out, because no amount of money could stop me from doing this. I think that's just the reward of all the hard work and all the dedication that I've put into it. But for me, what really drives me and what keeps me motivated now, especially as an international fighter, is I want to be the best of the best. You know, I want to fight the best of the best. I want to be able to challenge myself against, you know, the top 10, the top number ones. And really, I really want to know where I stand, not just in Australia, but around the whole world. Like, can you imagine if I was, you know, if you were just, I don't know, competing against an Italian, or you were competing against someone from Europe or someone from America who has a completely different lifestyle, different background, has brought up completely different to you. I've never met him before, and just want to be shaped up against them and see how you go against him. For me, that's what drives me now. I want to challenge myself against the best of the best and see where I really stand. I don't care if I'm not number one. I don't care if I'm one of the worst. As long as I made it there and I know where I stand, that's where I'm happy with, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you're wrapping yourself under the Australian and Filipino flag. That's amazing. Thanks for representing.
That's it. Like, I would say I'm quite unique in a way where I'm Filipino born, but I have like the knowledge, the strength of being Australian as well. You know, I have such a massive Filipino community backing me, and then second to that, if not equal to that, the Australian community also love me too. And I, to be honest, like, I've never really done this for anyone else. I've always just done this for myself. It's always been a self-achievement. But to see that my achievements are starting to inspire others is also another rewarding thing. You know, I have accolades like undefeated, but I'm Australian number one for the lightweight, as well as multiple state titles. But to me, it's like, these are just, you know, these are things of just hard work, or rewards of hard work and self-labor. But it's more so just because I love what I'm doing, and people are just attracted to that. I think people are just, I've started to notice that I love what I'm doing, and I really want to inspire other people to do that too. To follow what they love, yeah.
River, you are fighting in Orlando in the US for Glory 67, and I believe that your opponent is Grasky Wicks.
Yes.
And that will be July 5th, mm-hmm, American time, so that's July 6th Australian time. Tell me, some of the listeners here would be fight fans too. Mm-hmm. What holes do you see in your next opponent's game?
Well, I don't want to butcher his name, but Justin Gretzwicks. He's a veteran, to be honest. He's had roughly 45 to 50 fights. He's also fought some of the greats. But his last two fights with Glory, the promotion that we are fighting for, he's had two losses. Both of them two knockouts to the stomach. So he has a weak area in the stomach. So I think we're going to try and capitalize. But 100%, I'm not going to take him for granted, because he is a heavy hitter. Mm-hmm. He's been around the game for a long time. And look, I think Glory have matched us quite well, because this will only be my second fight with Glory promotion. But I believe that we have all the skills to really outclass him. And I really want to put on a statement for Glory, just so I can, you know, put a statement for the top 10. Like I said before, that I really wanted to put myself against, you know, the number one rankings, and this is where I can do it. And Justin is probably just another person in my way to get there. Sorry, man, but this is just business. Like, we can be friends afterwards. We can celebrate. I know it's Independence Day weekend for them, so we can celebrate afterwards. But just now, you're in my way of my dreams, really. Mm-hmm. And I just want to take you out as quickly as I can. No injuries, nothing like that. And then move on to the next one.
Excellent. No, that's good. Apart from being humble, River, what separates you from the other fighters in your division?
Oh, that's a good one. To be honest, I would have to say loyalty and persistence, and also discipline. Now, I know every athlete is disciplined, every athlete works hard, and I think it's more so my loyalty as well. I've never said no. Like, everyone always says fighting is an individual sport, but there's a massive team behind you that backs you. I've been with the same team, Hammers Gym. I've been with Mark since I started, which was about almost 8-9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a bond that we share, like I said before, that we're brothers, that you just can't get over maybe 2 days or 3 months of training with someone else. But I also just love this. There's nothing that can stop me from doing what I love. Like when there's something in my way, it's not a roadblock. It's just like, okay, here's another, what's the solution I can get around it? And if I don't have the answers, I have a trustworthy team around me that can find the solutions for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think because this is what I love to do and I work hard at it and I have a good team around me, like my possibilities are endless. And I just want to see how far we can take this. I know my career is going to end, but for me now, this is all about like making life memories. So when, by the time I have grandchildren, I'm going to be like, oh, I remember this time where I fought in France, or when I fought in Orlando, or when I traveled the world, just doing what I do. Yeah. And then I can really inspire other people to do the same.
Exactly. Mm. No, that is a great question. A great answer, actually. And I've seen the passion that you exude in your training and everything that you do. And you did mention pretty much having like a legacy at the end, right? You just said that before, you know, talking about you with your grandkids and so forth. What do you want to be remembered for at the end of your career, River?
Well, I don't really want my career to end, you know? I don't think, like, for me now...
Well, if you look back at it when you're about 80 years old, you know, in a rocking chair, what does it look like to you?
You know, in terms of a legacy, I think one of my dreams is always to just have, I think the only thing that you really take to your grave is your memories, yeah? And the only thing that you can really share are your memories. And when I'm 80, I just want to be able to tell endless amount of stories that all my grandchildren and kids and everyone else just stop listening to me because mm-hmm. it's just over it because I've heard it a million times. But I think after my fight career, I don't think I'll stop doing this. I think I'll give back. I'll start teaching. I'll open up my own gym. But as of now, like I'm in my mid-20s and I'm just doing that. I'm creating these life memories. And I'm going to take them with me and I'm going to give back. And I just want to make sure that whatever I've done, if it inspires hundreds of people, that'll be awesome. But if it inspires one person to go chase their dreams, then I'm all for it, you know? I don't... it doesn't have to be fighting. It doesn't even have to be sport. If you like playing video games, if you like accounting, if you like... gardening, I don't really care. If you put 100% into anything that you love, something will return. And you just got to believe in that, and you just have to go with it wholeheartedly, with confidence, and nothing can stop you. Nothing should stop you, and nothing will stop you. And that's a mentality, and I want to make sure that I can get that across to someone, and hopefully they can then grow a legacy as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, River. You're one of the most humblest champion and the most insightful person that I've met. Thank you for sharing your time.
I appreciate your
knowledge and wisdom, and taking time off to speak to a Filipino listeners. So
yes,
good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck in July against Justin, and let us know how you go.
Oh, awesome. Thank you SBS, thank you Thad for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you to the whole Filipino and Australian community. Thanks guys, and I hope to hear from you guys soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.